Our history and culture are handed down through art, everything from Roman statues to Native American beaded moccasins. A lot of this art is at your local museum, but if you can't see, it's not so easy to access that cultural legacy. The Seattle Art Museum is one of a growing number of institutions working to find new ways to open up the experience of art to people who are vision impaired. Marcy Silman paid a visit to SAM to find out more.
Suzanne Reagan is leading a tour of a special exhibition of Native American art and artifacts at the Seattle Art Museum.
Well, I thought we would start in the southwest room.
Reagan points out a large ceramic jar. It was created in the 12th century by one of the Anasazi people.
And they disappeared about the 16th century, and no one knows quite why, whether it was something ecological or environmental or perhaps political by war.
Reagan is a font of cultural facts like that. As a museum docent, she's led tours at SAM for more than 50 years. But for this particular piece of pottery, Reagan is armed with more than historical facts.
And the decoration is black and white, and there are stripes, which probably represent rain, and jagged decorations that might be lightning and thunder.
Today's tour is for people who are vision impaired. Reagan has to describe the art for them.
Some of our visitors have never had sight. They don't have a memory of color. And how do you describe what blue, sky blue is?
Reagan uses metaphors, comparisons, whatever she can to create a mind's eye picture for her group.
We are now in the room that's the Plains Indians, and we've gone from that beautiful adobe color to a bright, bright blue. So all the walls are painted like the big sky of the Montana and all those areas, the Dakotas.
Seattle Art Museum is one of many large institutions across the country that lead regular tours for the vision impaired. Suzanne Reagan led her first tour like this in 2007. The organization Lighthouse for the Blind had brought in a group to visit a show of Roman sculpture from the Louvre Museum.
And I remember talking about a big sculpture of Marcus Aurelius, and I said, okay, how's this going? And they said, tell us about the room we're in. And what color is it? How high are the ceilings? How big is it? And I realized they needed to orient themselves in the space, and that was before you did anything else. We're going to go through a fairly wide doorway here and move on to the next room. So we're moving geographically.
Reagan's friend and longtime fellow docent Donnie Wilburn is part of today's tour. Wilburn lost her sight several years ago, a rare side effect after she underwent a major surgery. Even though she couldn't see anymore, Wilburn didn't want to lose her ties to the museum or to the art she loves, so she helped create the first access tours.
I find that it's, for me, wonderful to know that there are many other possibilities for me to be able to enjoy the arts, just like everybody else, because they're so important for the window they provide, you know, into really understanding our world.
Donnie Wilburn doesn't lead tours anymore, but as a docent laureate, she reviews the access tour scripts. Right now, she's really excited about the possibility of expanding the opportunities for people with vision impairment to touch the art.
I was talking to a person last night, and he said, touch. He said, tell me more about this touch. He said, I've got vision, but I love to touch. And I said, everybody does. And I think it'd be wonderful if the Seattle Art Museum and every museum could incorporate much more that could be touched.
A couple of benches in the way.
Back in Sam's galleries, Wilburn and her fellow tourists follow Suzanne Reagan across a large gallery of art objects made by Native Americans from the Great Plains area.
And on the right, there's some wonderful moccasins and some high-legging boots.
Camille Jasny and her guide dog, Brietta, follow Reagan to a bench. Reagan tells the group about two cradle boards.
One is from the Ute tribe in Colorado, and the other is a Comanche from Oklahoma. And
Brietta, the dog, looks a little bored, but Jasny listens raptly.
I can't independently go into a museum. I can't really read anything, or I can't really walk along and look at anything. So for me, the difference is a docent brings each piece of art to life.
Even though she can see the art she's talking about, Leading these tours has transformed the way Suzanne Reagan thinks about the art at SAM.
It makes you look at the objects so differently than you would otherwise. You notice details you hadn't occurred to you to notice. And when you have to start describing what you're seeing in words, it's almost a whole different piece of art.
Marcy Silman brought us that story about the Seattle Art Museum's tours for people with limited vision. SAM gives these tours once a month, and the next one is Saturday, April 25th, a limited touch tour through the Native American show Indigenous Beauty.